It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to join me this morning. As it is kind of Christy Troy, the executive director of the Vesper Concert Series, which is held periodically at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross, 1517 South 114th Street here in Omaha. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming
in today.
Thank
you for having me. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Wow, going to be a lot of fun this Sunday. Camille Moten, jazz on the piano, is going to be coming in. That's a huge deal.
It is. And Camille is bringing her band, and she's going to sing a lot of jazz for us out on our back patio at Presbyterian Church of the Cross. And it's going to be at 5:30 p.m. Usually our concerts start at 3. So, make a note on your calendar. It's a time change. The weather sounds pretty decent. If it rains during that time, we will move it indoors. Come rain or shine, you will hear incredible jazz.
Sure, absolutely. Looks like could have some cloud cover, but no rain until the wee hours of the morning Sunday night. So
very good.
Could be
hopefully
a very
that'll
nice,
work out well for us.
Sure, absolutely. And a nice temperature there, topping off at 78 degrees. So that's
perfect.
Not bad either.
Perfect.
This, as we've spoken before, this isn't your first show, and we're kind of in the midst of getting some things kicked off for the fall into the winter season, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We had a really great concert a couple weeks ago with Taylor Staton and Hal France, very well received.
Which, by the way, they were here.
They were here.
You brought them in.
Yes.
If anybody wants to hear that interview, if you missed it, you can go to KIOS.org and click on the Live and Local banner and search that. A lot of fun. Two huge talents that just happen to be local.
Yes, absolutely. And we love featuring local talent. When we can. We have wonderful things coming up the rest of the fall. In October, we have a big gospel music event with a gospel music expert, Dr. Raymond Wise, is coming in to lead a workshop and a concert. And, if you're interested in singing with us for that, we still have a couple spots available. You just go on our website, vesperconcerts.org, and find all the information there.
Wow. So you can actually
be in
a workshop with
yes.
this expert.
Yes. And the choirs of UNO with Dr. Derek Fox are going to be there. And we have a couple of high school choirs who are going to join us as well. So it's going to be a great time. I can hardly wait.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you and I were talking off mic here. There's a lot of music for the services as well that you're working on. How does your fall to Christmas season start forming here?
It's planned. You start as a musician, you start thinking about those things, in July or August. And so, yes, we're excited to kick off all of these things and move on through the program year.
What is the Vesper Concert Series? It's a very special series. What does it mean to you to be able to host this and to put this together every year?
I meet personally so many wonderful people in this process. The artists themselves, obviously, sometimes the artists have representation that they're working with. Management. I've just found that it's a really gracious and exciting world to be in. We're all just excited to present and to make music, and I think Vesper Concerts is an incredible vehicle for that. You get to come and be in a smaller space and see these incredible world-class musicians up close and personal, and you'll probably get to talk to them after the concert. It's more kind of like a sharing experience rather than, say, a buttoned-up formal event.
Sure, and that does add a different energy to it, doesn't it? When there doesn't seem to be a glass wall, if you will, between the audience and the performers.
That's right.
Both during the show and after the
yes,
show.
Yes, I think you actually feel like you're part of the performance. You're experiencing it in a different way.
Sure, absolutely. How long have you been doing this?
I've been executive director of the Vesper Series now this is my fourth season. So I am learning a lot every single day. This is all new to me as well, but just having a blast doing it.
Sure. What's your favorite part of the job?
I would say the personal interaction with the artists. Yes, sure. That's the and hosting them, and being able maybe to, you know, maybe they haven't done something in a smaller venue as much as on a large hall or on a big performance stage.
Sure. Oh, that's fascinating. She's Christy Troy. She's the executive director of the Vesper Concert Series. Sunday, September 8th, it is Camille Moten, Jazz on the Patio. And it will be moved inside if it's inclement weather, but otherwise, come on out. It's 5:30, though, which is a time change. It's 5:30 on Sunday, September 8th at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross. If you're looking for more information, please go to the website, vesperconcerts.org. Thank you so much, Christy,
for
coming in.
Thank you so much, Michael.
I do appreciate it. It's 8:51. That'd be 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. Morning Edition continues right here on KIOS FM.